From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. On Sunday, the U.S. Department of Agriculture announced the recall of 143 million pounds of beef produced by the Hallmark Westland Meatpacking Company in California, the largest recall of beef in U.S. history. Initially, the USDA announced that 37 million pounds of the unsafe meat went to federal nutrition programs, including the school lunch program. Well, yesterday, they raised that number to 50 million pounds. Of that beef, 40% has been consumed, another 30% has been found, and the USDA is still trying to account for the rest. This recall has a lot of consumers concerned, and to answer some questions, we're joined by Ami Gadia. She's food safety expert at Consumers Union. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And Ami, in this case, we know the slaughterhouse in question. We know the dates of the meat that they're worried about, going back 2 years now. How do they then go about tracking where that meat ended up?
Well, they looked at the two-year time period of the recall that they're concerned about, February 2006 to February 2008. The USDA then had to look at the particular lot numbers that were coming out of the facility in California at that time. There's a series of labels that have the marking of EST336, which stands for Establishment 336, on the label. That was the label that went on the meat coming out of the Westland facility when it was being sent to the wholesaler and distributor.
Now, if I'm a consumer, though, and I've gone to a grocery store and bought a pound of hamburger 6 months ago, say, it's sitting in my freezer, do I know where that meat has come from?
You don't, because this meat that we're talking about in this incredibly large recall, this history-making recall, went to wholesale distributors. And in going to wholesale distributors, it does not go to, it's not what we expect to find in the grocery store. So a consumer doesn't necessarily have a way of going and taking a look at this recall notice and saying, oh, gee, I bought this at Kroger. It must mean that I've got to throw my meat away. They have no way of knowing.
So when it went to distributors, you're saying it was this meat was packaged and processed into other products. It wasn't sold as ground beef on its own.
Correct.
To consumers.
We're talking about a considerable variety of beef byproducts. So, you know, you had some that ended up as, you know, burrito meat. We had sausage, meatball mix, fine ground beef for cooking, all different kinds of beef products. We're talking about a very wide variety of product out there, and consumers have no way of knowing.
I was eating a can of soup yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It had meatballs in it.
Mm-hmm.
If that meat came from this packing company, does the soup company have a secondary recall of the of those cans of soup? How does that work?
It could be. I mean, they have to take a look at their supplier for that beef and the production date on that particular batch of soup, and it could be that they don't get their beef from that particular supplier. Wouldn't be a concern in that case. If they do, they need to look at whether the dates in question were part of the beef supply that they got for the soup. But yes, there could be absolutely a secondary recall. It's hard to know just because there was such a wide variety of meat involved in this recall. It's hard to know exactly where it ended up.
This recall in California was triggered because of what are known as downer cattle, which are, I gather, cattle that are unable to stand on their own as they're on the way to being slaughtered. And the reason we found out about this was because the Humane Society had an investigator posing as a worker with a camera inside this plant, which they say was chosen at random. It wasn't because they had a particular concern about this plant, which raises the question of how much else is going on out there where there are no cameras that we don't know about, and how worried should we be?
Absolutely. I think we should be very worried. This is an enormous recall. As you mentioned, it's the largest in history. And what's even more troubling than the fact that we have the recall is that until the Humane Society turned over this videotape to USDA, this had been going on for 2 years. So USDA didn't catch it in those 2 years. It took this Humane Society, very disturbing Humane Society video, to alert them to the problem. I think we should be very worried.
At the same time, though, no reported cases of illness, as far as we know?
As far as we know.
Ami Gadia, thanks again for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me.
Ami Gadia is a food safety expert at Consumers Union. Today, Agriculture Secretary Ed Schaefer said that he does not believe immediate changes need to be made to the nation's inspection regulations. He said he'll wait for an investigation before making any recommendations.